Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, we look forward, not with forward-facing sonar, but with Kyle Jesse from Bassmaster.com and Ronnie Moore of Bassmaster Live. So much to talk about with this season of change, and we can't wait to get it started at the St. Johns River in late February. In a leadoff role today, Fayetteville, Tennessee's Brandon Lester on wintertime tactics that can be applied anywhere in the country. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now, we have a tremendous deal. deal for you. The new Metaseries Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And speaking of Phoenix Boats, our friend Brandon Lester, a longtime Phoenix dude, he like fell in love with the 920 Elite, and it's like, that's the same boat. He's going to run that boat until they stop making the 920 Elite. He'll be running that boat. He does a tremendous job with it, coming off a nice season this past season. And I thought, you know what? This is a Mid-South kind of guy that we could talk a little bit of winter technique with. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. Welcome in, Brandon Lester. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, Tom. Thanks for having me back on, man. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How's the off season been going? You're getting everything nice and rigged. You still got about 7 or 8 weeks to go yet.
I am, man. For once, I'm ahead of schedule this year, man. You know, I think we talked about this time last year. I didn't even have my boat yet.
Right.
We were taking it down to the wire, which that's how it usually goes, you know. But this year, I've already got my new boat, already got my Lowrance units on it, already getting them dialed in. I've had a few crappie trips in it, and things are looking good, man. I'm looking forward to getting 2025 kicked off.
I remember a couple of years ago, I had guys calling me and say, hey, do you know anybody at Mercury? I can't get a motor. You know, I'm like, no, I don't know anybody at Mercury. I can't get you a motor. You know, it was scary there for a minute, but it's nice to have everything back. And then you know what will happen. It'll be the weekend of time to go to head to the St. John's River, and you'll be scrambling like crazy, you know, on the last minute stuff. And you're like, what happened? Where'd all the time go?
That's right. There will be something I need. I can promise you. I've already kind of started going through my tackle. It's funny, as a pro fisherman, you know, it never fails. You have to order stuff for every single event coming up. You order, well, I think I'll need this, I think I'll need that.
Yeah.
You end up with all this tackle, and every year I start at the beginning of the year, and I'm like trying to take inventory of all the stuff that I've accumulated and what I need to order for the season, and kind of look at the schedule and what I'm going to need for the year. I try to keep it as simple as I possibly can, but there's just some baits, man, you just got to have. Like when you go to Florida, you got to have some Cincos or something like that, you know? So I'll be doing some of that coming up for sure.
Do you put your plastics in boxes, or do you put yours, do you keep them in the bags?
I'm a keep them in the bags kind of guy, and I just put them in gallon Ziploc freezer bags.
Right.
That's the best system that I've found. I've tried some of the other bags over the years, and gallon Ziplocs are cheap and easy. You just go to the dollar store and buy you another box of them when they rip or whatever, and that's just the best way for me.
Yeah, it does seem to make a lot of sense. Plus, you have the bag with the, exactly what the product is, exact color and everything else, so you know when you're getting low on it. I keep going back and forth, and I used, you know, we love playing with our tackle, you know, in the off season. It's always great.
Yeah.
So I started filling up boxes with, you know, with a bunch of different things, and I'm putting craws over here and bugs over there, and, you know, and the worms and so on, and different boxes. And I'm like, I don't know if I like what I did. I don't know. I mean, I might change before the season starts. I might change what I did because I got everything in boxes now, and I got too many boxes. And, and then ultimately, you go out there. I've got enough, like my worm box now. I've got enough worms in that worm box that it'll take me years to get to the bottom of each tray and each color and things like that. Whereas, you know, with the bags, you take what you need and you know that you need another bag and you're halfway through. So yeah. And they're heavy. You know, that's a lot of weight in the boat, you know? So
yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. That's something else to think about. You'll end up with a lot of weight in the front of that boat. You won't get as much bow lift and you'll lose a little bit of speed over it too.
Especially with, you know, so many guys running lithium batteries now, it just seems like we took weight out of the back of the boat. And I've heard stories, I'm not running them yet, but I have heard stories of guys having to throw sandbags now, right, in the back of the boat just to make it balance right and run right.
I have heard of some guys doing that. I've not done that personally yet, which I'm, like you said, I'm running the 920, so I'm still running in the low 70s and honestly, I don't get passed very much. I'm not saying there's not anybody on the Elite Series that can't pass me. There's a couple of other boat brands that are probably just a little bit faster, but I don't get passed very often. So right now, I'm not real worried about it. But if that day ever comes, I may play around with it, you know. But, yeah, I think there are guys playing around with some different trim tabs and putting weight in the back of the boat. And something else to think about with all the graphs that we're putting on the front of boats now, mm-hmm. Whatever weight you put on the front of that boat, it's gonna affect your bow lift.
Yeah, well, that's the deal, especially if you don't have a little bit of ballast in the back. Of course, being a big guy like me, I always have ballast in the back. I'm the ballast in the back of the boat, but that's a whole other story. Let's talk a little bit about the this time of year now, because water temperatures are low, and we're talking to a guy, by the way, out of Fayetteville, Tennessee, that is in the Mid-South. Folks are listening all over the country, and in some places the water's getting hard, and they're not even thinking about fishing, and other places, you know, it's still got water in the low 60s and so on, maybe down in Florida and so on. But let's just talk in general, you know, when this water temperature drops into the, you know, down into the 40s even, let's say, you know, what some of the best techniques are to get out there and get after them?
Man, I got to tell you, when the water gets down in the 40s, there is a huge, huge difference between like 47 degree water and 44 degree water. It seems like when it makes that jump from high 40s to low 40s, the fish's activity level just plummets when it gets down to the low 40s. I'm not saying you can't still catch them, and maybe it's just a part of the country thing, because I think up north they still catch them even down into the high 30s. But in our part of the world, it's like those fish almost go into shock when it gets into the low 40s.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can still be caught in. And what I like to do is I like to find the part, just about every Highland reservoir that I've ever been to across the Southeast will have a certain part of the lake that has a little bit warmer water. It'll have that 46, 47, 48 degree water. And that's where I'm going to spend most of my time. Maybe there's some springs or something running into that particular part of the lake that keep it just a little bit warmer. And that's where I'm going to concentrate a lot of my efforts. A lot of time that water will be a little bit dirtier in that part. I still love to catch them on a flat-sided crankbait. You know, you think of Tennessee. This is kind of the home of like where all those flat-sided crankbaits and things are made way back in the day. And I still love that. I still love to go, you know, throw a little flat-sided crankbait around. Love to catch them that way. I always love to have a jig tied on this time of year as well. I mean, I can remember growing up fishing on Thames Ford. I used to fish every tournament that there was on Thames Ford in the early 2000s. And it was a crankbait, a jerkbait, and a jig. And that's what I did my damage on all winter long. I'm trying to get that limit with the jerkbait and the crankbait. And then if I need a kicker or two, I'm going to go flip bluffs with the jig. And that's just what I do.
Yeah, and colored water, you mentioned about having some color in the water. It seems to be that holds the heat a little bit better. There's a misnomer, too, that these fish go deep. They go into their winter haunts, and that's the only place that you can find them. But it seems to me that, you know, a certain amount of fish are going to stay shallow no matter what, right? And they're going to be up there on the feed, you know, at least until it gets down to a certain, you know, really, really bad couple of cold snaps.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. And I mean, it's all relative to what you want to do and what you like. You know, the techniques that I just threw out there, that's the old school guy. That's the weekend guy that just wants to go out there and have fun and catch some fish on the weekend. Now, if you're a hardcore tournament guy and you've got all the latest Lowrance active target, live scope, whatever you may have on your boat, then yeah, you probably want to spend some time out there in those creek channels, maybe where those creek channels dump into the river channel, looking for those big schools of bait, because undoubtedly there's a lot of tournaments being won all across the Southeast right now, chasing those bait eaters out in the middle as well. I mean, there's been some incredible bags of fish weighed in on Wheeler, Gunnersville this winter using forward-facing sonar and the jig head minnow. So that's definitely another option as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, and with that setup too, I mean, do you find that certain heads are better for showing up? Is it important? Is that a gimmick or is that something that's real where certain lures will show up better on the forward-facing?
You know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've used the active target a lot. Every smallmouth I weighed in on the northern swing and for the last 2 years, I've seen it on active target before I caught it. And I have not been able to tell a huge difference in the way my bait shows up when using lead opposed to tungsten. With that being said, if I'm using bigger than, say, a 3/16 ounce head, I do like to use tungsten because the profile is smaller.
Sure.
So, you know, if I go up to a 3/8 ounce head, a 3/8 tungsten is about the size of a 3/16 ounce lead. So when I set the hook on a fish, when he eats that bait and I set the hook on him, I'm not having to pull as big a ball through his mouth to get the hook penetrated.
Right.
So
right.
I just think I see tungsten as a big advantage. That's I use it for that more so than I do the fact that it shows up better on forward facing. I think that's a little bit gimmicky, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Brandon Lesser's been our guest. Brandon, we appreciate you, man. It won't be long now, and look forward to seeing you out there on the road.
Absolutely, Tom. You have a good one, buddy. I'll see you soon.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Brandon Lesser. He's just good people, man. I can reach out to him, and boom, there he is with us on Bassmaster Radio. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, Kyle Jesse from Bassmaster.com will join us next with thoughts on the upcoming season right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And we continue our, I don't know, is it a dirty word? Can I say this is our forward-facing show? All right, now, we're not talking about forward-facing sonar. I mean, it's going to work its way into it, but it is our forward-facing show in as much as we're looking forward to the great 2025 season. This is our first show of the new year, and so we thought that it would be great to be able to do some of this stuff. And who better to talk to about Bassmaster.com and all of the things going on in the industry than Kyle Jesse, who is the executive editor of digital content for Bassmaster. You guys know Kyle. He's been on the show a number of times. He does a bunch of podcasts with Ronnie Moore as well, who's on this show. And Kyle joins us now on the VMC hook. Kyle, Happy New Year. Welcome in.
Thanks for having me, Tom. Yeah, I was I got a little nervous there when you said this was the forward facing show, because it's not what I signed up for originally. But yeah, super excited for the new season. And of course, happy holidays for everybody. And I hope everybody felt the same way. But definitely glad to be back in the saddle and getting ready for the season.
I'm using forward facing as an adjective, not a noun. Okay, so right. We took it that way. We are forward looking forward to the upcoming season for sure. And look, man, the history of Bassmaster has been with change. You know, there's been change along the way, but we have got now a long history of an elite series that has been running for coming up on 20 years. You know, of the elite series, which is fantastic, but I can't remember a year where we had so many things that are exciting to think about for this upcoming year, from the change in the entry fees on the Elite Series to the elimination of co-anglers on the open side. I mean, there's so much going on this year. It's fascinating. Just, I can't wait to see it all play out.
Yeah, there's definitely been a lot of changes, that's for sure. I'd say from a, you know, digital, you know, content aspect, you know, the end of 2024 was filled with as many announcements and releases and things of that nature as any that I've been here. That's not even close, and really any that I can remember of recent times. But, you know, I mean, a lot of things are changing in the industry, and you know, I give a ton of credit to, you know, the upper management here with Philip Johnson and Chase Anderson and a lot of the other folks here that have, you know, helped make these decisions, and they're all, you know, to use the adjective again, forward-facing thinking. And it's really refreshing to be working, you know, with a team of folks here that are, you know, trying to do what's best for the sport long-term. And it's really been a lot of fun. And like you said, I think to a certain extent, I think we're all ready just to get the season started and just get back to what we know.
For our listeners listening all over the country and that are, you know, stick and ball fans and so on, that are listening to Bassmaster.com, just put it in perspective. How many visitors does Bassmaster.com have typically? How many people typically will go to the site?
Over the course of a year, course of a week, what
course of, you know, let's say monthly. I mean, monthly, how many visitors does Bassmaster.com have?
Hundreds of thousands, that's for sure. Definitely the numbers vary a lot, of course, you know, when you're talking about early on in the season and the classic and you know, early parts of the season, everybody gets ramped up just like you and I do for the start of the season. And, you know, the numbers during the early part of the year are incredible. I mean, you're not talking about hundreds of thousands, you're talking about millions. And then, you know, of course, you know, like I said, the end of this last year, I mean, there was a ton of visitors, you know, in the fourth quarter, which is, you know, considered a, you know, quote unquote downtime for most because a lot of the tournaments slow down. But like you alluded to earlier, there's been so many, you know, new announcements and things that we're doing differently, you know, that raised the numbers even more there in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, hundreds of thousands, you know, that's a light estimate. during the season, it's millions.
And you have to balance. It's very similar to with Bassmaster Radio, where we balance how to with pro news. And it seems to be like you have a great feature that has been up this week at Bassmaster.com on you know, straight tail trailers versus paddle tail trailers, you know, on a vibrating jig, which is fascinating. I'm a geek. I'm a junkie. I'm a tackle junkie. So I love, you know, that kind of stuff. But I also love all the coverage of the tournaments and the anglers and the Elite Series and the Open Series and so on. So just talk about that a little bit, about how you guys balance gear and how to and what's going on on the pro circuits.
Yeah, it's a lot to balance, and that's a great way to put it. I mean, really, when you think about it that way, if you just look at the homepage of Bassmaster.com, obviously you have your main features, top videos, gear section, a lot of gear videos, gear reviews, things of that nature, a lot of how-to, like you alluded to just a moment ago, conservation. I mean, it is well spread as far as different, categories. But to your point with the debate series, when you talked about the paddle versus straight tail and the vibrating jigs, that's something that I'm super proud of, because it was, you know, I don't want to take too much credit, but it's kind of something that I idolized, I don't know, created, if that's mm-hmm. the way you want to put it. And it was basically, the thought process was, you know, I'll just be honest, the end of last year, of course, like we talked about, there was a lot of negativity being thrown around on different things. But for me, it's like, the thing I want to talk about is bass fishing. Like, the reason right. I love this job, the reason I love this company, this sport in general, is because I love bass fishing. It's like, these are the kind of things that you talk about when you're sitting at the tackle store talking to your buddies, or you're hanging around the boat the night before the tournament. Like, these are the kind of debates and the topics that you talk about as a bass fisherman. So for me personally, it's really easy to want to do a lot of how-to things, but also when you look at it from the standpoint of, like you said, keeping up with the tournament coverage, all you have to do is look at the calendar, look at the amount of tournaments we have mm-hmm. through all of our various series. It's a pretty much every week thing between, you know, now basically January all the way to the end of the year. So it is hard to balance. But at the same point, you know, I mean, people are so in tune with the Elite Series and the Opens and the EQs and all the way down to the college and high school series that, you know, you have to keep a steady stream of all that content in addition to, you know, what, like I said, just somebody that wants to learn about bass fishing and learn how to catch more bass is going to be, intrigued with as well. So it is a lot to balance, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Kyle Jesse with us here. It almost feels like that would be the debate thing, would be a cool thing to incorporate into the TV coverage. Because we're watching a tournament, we're getting it, but maybe, one of those debate issues about the different techniques that would be used on a particular body of water, you know, whether or not you go with this type of trailer or that or whatever it happens to be, because I think people are fascinated, you know, with that part. You know, they want to peel back the onion a little bit and see what's going on with that. Kyle Jesse with us here. And I do want to get your thoughts on, you know, when news came out that there would be no entry fees, and that was a stunning email that went out to everybody associated with bass and to the anglers as well, that came out, and then there was some talk about the payout system, and then the anglers were able to kind of organize and then meet with bass, and I equated it to like wrangling cats, because as anglers, that's what we do. We bitch about everything. I mean, that's what we want to do. But they were able to get everybody together, kind of have a unified front, take it to management, and then they agreed on something in a very short period of time. I thought that was fascinating, because this is an industry that more than once has been torn apart, you know, by anglers versus management. And in this case, they figured something out, and I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, and I don't want to speak too much for, you know, all the people that were in those meetings, but I mean, I think the big misconception is that, you know, it's basically pitchfork versus pitchfork. Like, we're only going to do one thing and we don't care about what the anglers think, or vice versa, you know, right. the other way around. And it's just not true. I think that everybody that was involved in those meetings are so open to whatever the anglers want, and they were able to listen, take the ideas that they had and work together. I mean, it happened in the office here and being able to see that collaboration amongst both sides and, you know, the representatives that were on the angler side, you know, a lot of those guys have been doing it for a really long time and, are level headed and, you know, were able to come up with, you know, different ideas and things to do. And, I just think that's a good thing overall for the sport in general, is there being, you know, massive collaboration. There always has been, but, you know, there being more structure now, if you will, on the angler's side, you know, it's just a good thing. And like you said, definitely, I wouldn't say necessarily surprising, but it's definitely a difficult task to get 100 and 104, 105, how many ever, you know, people to agree on the same thing. I think that you'll never get that entirely, but, you know, the fact that the anglers were able to work together and, you know, come to Bass and they, you know, both work towards the same goal, I think was just an awesome thing and overall.
So at Bassmaster.com, you're always tweaking things. It's always getting better and better. And we just tease it a little bit that people need to keep an eye on fantasy. Could be something a little bit new coming from fantasy. I can't wait to see what you guys got in mind, because that has become a huge, huge aspect of following professional fishing.
Yeah, I mean, fantasy fishing is awesome, and it has grown year over year. And, you know, the participation, you know, just a few years ago, bringing in, you know, Falcon Rods Drain the Lake, that being a new game, obviously, for over a decades, actually, you know, more than that, of having the Rapala Fantasy Fishing game, and then including the new game. I can certainly tease the fact that there's going to be some new things coming this year, some things that we're really excited about. I'm super, super excited about, because I think it's going to allow us some opportunities that we haven't had in the past. And, that's one of the things right this second that I've been working on a lot. And our digital department, you know, marketing, everybody's included in these discussions and these meetings. So it's been a lot of work, and I think it's going to be something that the fans are really excited about. So definitely, like you said, be on the lookout there.
All right. Before I let you go, I'm just going to go ahead and settle the debate as far as trailer on a vibrating jig. Crush City Freeloader. There you go. Boom. Straight tail. Crush City Freeloader from Rapala. Shameless plug, one of our big sponsors, but it's just the way it is, man. That thing is outstanding. Kyle Jesse is also outstanding. He has been our guest. And Kyle, we appreciate you so much, man. Can't wait to get this thing going here. And welcome to 2025.
I appreciate you, Tom. Yeah, it's super exciting. Really excited to get the tournament started and get the fan engagement back going for the Opens and the College Series here later on this month. And then just next month, we'll be kicking off the Elite Series.
Absolutely, Kyle Jesse. All right, Kyle, appreciate you.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, when we come back, Ronnie Moore will join us from Bassmaster Live. We'll get his take on the upcoming season, make some picks as well, next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check you have a full tank of gas first before road tripping through the desert.
Empty? Seriously? Maybe I can walk.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Maybe I can't.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
See and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 40% off select home decor to put the finishing touches on every room. The savings don't stop there. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we wrap up our forward-facing show, I hate to say it because it sounds so bad. It's our forward-facing show. We're not talking about forward-facing sonar. We're talking about forward-facing for the looking ahead to the entire season that is coming up in the 2025 season, including hopefully those of you that are listening to this maybe caught the premiere edition of The Cast, which aired on the 4th. And, you know, very, very fascinating series that is run by Bassmaster and is presented by Johnny Morris and Bass Pro Shop. So just a fascinating look at the history of bass. And that always, when that show is on, that means that the season is just around the corner. When the season is just around the corner, we feel like we better talk to Ronnie Moore and get his take on what's coming up in this season of 2025, a season of change as well. And Ronnie joins us now on the VMC Hook. Ronnie, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
Man, Tom, if you were talking about forward-facing sonar, I would have hung up mid-conversation because I'm about tired of talking about that, whether it's a good or bad conversation, because just like everybody's got other body parts, we all got an opinion, right?
I dubbed it as the forward-facing show, meaning that we're looking forward. You know, we are forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Facing absolutely. On the show. By the way, speaking of which, I did not know this, and he won't 100% confirm or deny, but I'm pretty sure it's fact at this point in time, that our friend Mark Zona, your former colleague with Bassmaster Live, he was the one that coined the term forward-facing sonar. Is that correct? Can you confirm that?
Well, wherever you got that from, if it was from Z himself, that's probably true, because you know how we have to do it on Bass Live.
Yeah.
We try to tell the absolute truth of what we see and what we know,
yeah,
without getting anyone in trouble, but also without lying. We do not lie. And so we just don't talk about it. If we're forced to lie, we're not going to talk about it. And so when it came to non-branded,
yeah,
are they a sponsor? Or are they not a sponsor? Is that angler sponsored by that company or brand? You know, it became the fluke style bait.
Yeah.
It became the bladed jig style lure, you know, that kind of thing that we described other, you know, a whopping plopping style lure, that kind of stuff. It became forward facing sonar. So yeah, Z has done a lot, and he probably did.
Yeah,
we'll have to go back in the archives whenever I get a wild hair.
Yeah, he said he didn't want to promote any one particular brand, which makes a lot of sense. It's a very descriptive and perfect term for it. And,
yeah,
it's not like Kleenex or something like that where everybody says Kleenex, but that's a brand. So you don't want to use somebody's brand and when there's, you know, when there's three major, you know, manufacturers out there. And I think it's a great term.
Yeah, that's why we talk about, you know, yeah, Fluke, Spook, Chatterbait, like those are actual baits, and they're also technique, you know,
yeah,
categories basically. And so that was perfect. Yeah, and when you have Active Target, Mega Live, and Live Scope, Panoptics, you know, all the different,
yeah,
generations of it, it's all ever changing. And yeah, but it was definitely the buzzword of my life.
Yeah, it was. It dominated the conversation in 2024 and a lot of the off-season conversation as well. And, you know, there are so many different shows and podcasts and everything. Everybody wants to have a hook. You know, they got to have something to yell and holler and scream about. But we'll see what it looks like in 2025 because, you know, obviously everybody knows about the rule change that came down the pike, which kind of leveled the playing field. It's not like all of a sudden it's not going to be a player in what's going on out there. But I thought with the schedule. I thought they did really a good job with the schedule, whereas the schedule may limit the impact of forward facing and certain events that they have, short of making it, banning it for certain events or whatever. I think the schedule might do some of that. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that's the overall goal. And that was something that, was stressed in different meetings and conversations. It was like, hey, if we're not going to lean towards one type of angler or another, whether we limit it, ban it, or do nothing to it, then the one way we can do it is by testing anglers on the body of water. And so with four of the Elite Series lakes being rivers, with the St. John's River, the Pascatank River, the Sabine River, the Mississippi River, you have four different rivers in the schedule this year. You have one predominant smallmouth event, with it being Lake St. Clair. You'll have 10 killer in the summer, which is definitely going to be utilized there. And all those other places, those rivers, it can be utilized for sure. Lake Okeechobee, possibly again, in its own ways. But the one thing is that now you feel like you can, especially in our format, that is five fish, 8 hours a day, you catch your five fish, that oftentimes it's a rat race of catching the most fish and trying to do all that, weed through fish. When you're on some of these tidal places, these rivers, tougher fisheries, you're not able to catch a ton of numbers. Mm-hmm. And so you're okay to do other tactics. If you're getting 6 or 7 bites a day on a topwater and you're going to get 12 bites a day scoping in 30 feet, well, there's options for people to both compete and get to the same final weight and be at the top of the leaderboard. And so we'll see that. Even Smith Lake showed us plenty of variety over the first few days, but doing it for 4 days, you have to be on your game. You can't just be an okay jig fisherman these days. You have to excel at that, just like you can't be an okay forward-facing sonar angler out in the depths. You have to commit to it, just like you would flipping a jig all day or throwing a whopper plopper all day, whatever.
I'm glad you said Pascatank, because I wasn't sure how to say it, and now I know how to say it. I can go back and listen to this. Now, is this something that you knew because you're from that part of the country, or did you have to learn this Pascatank River? Had you ever been on that place?
Well, I know you're a Yankee that lives in the South, and you're still not quite saying it correctly, but you don't accentuate the Q-U really at all. It's Pascatank. It's Pascatank, almost like it's a K.
Okay.
Pascatank. Right. Yeah, it's not Pascatank, but it's Pascatank. And so, yeah, the Pascatank River, the Albemarle Sound, all right there. That's about 30 to 45 minutes away from where I went to college.
Yeah.
I believe me and my dad fished a Fishermen Regional there one time, which would be about 14 or 15 years ago. And we didn't win, so obviously I can't remember how we did. It's one of the only things that I've forgotten, it seems. So it must not have been a great tournament, but definitely a new body of water. 1981 was the last time we'd gone there at BASS. And that was when Basil Bacon beat Rick Klun and Larry Nixon. That was your top three.
Wow.
So it definitely was a time. Actually 1981 was pre Bassmaster TV show. So unless it was a classic, we don't have it. And so there's no necessarily footage of that. But no, there's quite a few people, from my past that are familiar with it. And that should be a really, depending on weather, which is always something we say for a lot of our lakes, but depending on the spring that we have, if it is a warmer, and April is status quo for a normal April, that could be incredible. You could have multiple rivers, multiple places in that whole system, all putting out the same caliber of fish, where you can compete to win in a couple of different regions. And so that should be great. Obviously, starting in Florida, we kind of know what to expect a little bit, mm-hmm. but I do like how Lisa and Chris and the crew, if we're going to put limitations on forward-facing sonar to a certain extent, we can also change playing fields and do that. And we've had Rodman Reservoir in play. We've had it not in play and be off limits for certain St. John's events. That's been dependent on other things in the past, but this year they said no Rodman, which in February, that's the deepest, most vast, part of the system. There would probably have been a bunch of people using electronics fishing offshore there. So everybody being in the river or in those lakes connected to the river without locking, it should be some St. John's of old and really not be a twist, but just keep it close to the vest,
Yeah, it would be interesting to see if there's grass like there had been in the past there. By the way, I cut my fishing teeth, my bass fishing teeth, at Cayuga Lake, and it's so I say the same thing about all you Southerners when you go up to here. It's Cayuga, not Cayuga. Everybody says Cayuga.
I read it on a sign.
It's Cayuga. I don't know. We all called it Cayuga back in the day. So I'm like, what is this Cayuga? All of a sudden, it's Cayuga, but that's a whole other story.
That's a Mason-Dixon line dialect. We didn't get it.
There is a little bit of that going on, that's for sure. It's going to be really fascinating. And I talked to Kyle Jesse about this. I thought it was really impressive to see the anglers be able to come together as a group, because we anglers are like wrangling cats. We can't agree on anything really, but for the anglers to kind of come together as a group with management and come up with a revision to the payouts that is really seems to, as much as possible, work for everybody. And he did it in such a short period of time. I give a great deal of credit to management. I give a great deal of credit to the anglers to be able to get that done. And I thought they learned lessons from years in the past where things would all go sideways when people got upset. This way, now we had a solution. And I thought it was good on both sides to be able to get a solution. And, and the guys will be fishing for something they feel comfortable with, in terms of real money, especially at the top.
Oh, absolutely. Let's not get it twisted. Definitely. People get sideways.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much coming together for a solution there was, but Bass was willing to listen and hear. You can't consult everyone on everything. It seems that management had been working on this for a bit and took it to heart. Either, hey, we want higher payouts or we want to pay less entries. So they went the lower entry route. There definitely was a balance to be had. And one thing that I will applaud Chase and Phillip and the crew there, the thought to make this change when it really hasn't been talked about a ton. There's been so many other things that they have been requested to change or make rules about, whether it's no information, forward facing, schedules of lakes, timing, whatever the case may be, that payouts and entries weren't necessarily discussed as highly as they had been in the past. And then, okay, we see how their point of view could make it a little better. And then you actually come to the correct resolution a second time around.
And the reality is there'll be a lot of other things that come up throughout time, and to have some sort of committee, if you will, a representation of the anglers that can communicate clearly with management, with Bass, I think it'll pay dividends down the road.
And it's cyclical. We've had that. I mean, when I started working the Elite Series in 2014, there was a 6 or 7 angler committee responsible for 10 to 15 anglers that reported to them or asked questions or reached out. And, all it takes is the person you reach out to cut you off on the water.
That'll be the end of that.
I don't like my representative. And now we got to undo this whole committee and we got to do it, my hope is going forward that we realize that 104 different opinions and biases are not healthy for coming to resolutions, and to put yourself aside for the bigger picture, and hopefully the well-balanced group of representatives for the elites will keep that as the forefront, not personal hopes. This is what we've got to do, because I don't blame them at times, Tom. These are a bunch of individual competitors who only have to worry about themselves all the time. So coming to a resolution as a team is something that they only do in their household with their family. Don't have other co-workers or other things they have to, not humble yourself, but sometimes, on a weekly work week, I have to take a backseat to Mike McKinnis's thought.
Yeah. Well,
or don't Michael Middleton's thoughts, or Kyle Jesse has a thought in that. Yeah. You're not always right, but your thoughts are always valid. So let's hear them and let's bring solutions. So, I'm glad that those six, I believe six guys are well-rounded on duration of elites. And you can look at them and know their thoughts on technology, their thoughts on payouts, injuries, social media, all that stuff. It's all known, but you can tell where it's a good split.
Ronnie Moore has been our guest. Ronnie, I appreciate you. It won't be long now, less than 8 weeks. Get things started at the St. John's, and it can't come soon enough. I appreciate you, man, as always.
Absolutely, Tom. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. That's Ronnie Moore. What a tremendous job by him. All right, we'll get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for The Last Cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions and see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp and grass levels and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Now, how would you like the ability to sort your waypoints by lake and date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, and clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for only $39. The 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. As for the boat itself, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one live scope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.